Speaking of special guests, he's back. Michael Jones returns. Hey, mate, how are you going?
Morning, Danny. It is nice to be back.
Where you been?
Well, I've been around. I've been watching some terrible movies on aeroplanes. A special mention there to China Eastern, possibly the worst selection of movies I've ever encountered on an aircraft. Raw dogging actually became the preferred option.
Really, the movies were that bad, you just had to sit there quietly.
At one point, I thought I was about to watch Once Upon a Time in China.
Oh, yeah?
And then I had another look. It's Once Upon a Time in China 4.
Oh, right.
I didn't know there was a 2 and a 3.
I hear like around 4. 5, 6 is when it starts getting really good, though.
Oh, gee whiz. I don't know about that. So anyway, raw dogging was the op. Today, just one movie. Art house director goes mainstream, or does he?
Oh, this sounds interesting.
Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler from Elvis and the Bike Riders, Regina King from The Hard They Fall, Boys in the Hood and Jerry Maguire, Matt Smith, Doctor Who and The Crown, Zoe Kravitz from The Batman and some other stuff. And look out for Vincent D'Onofrio, Liev Schreiber, Laura Dern and Bad Bunny.
What a stacked cast.
This movie. It's directed by Darren Aronofsky of Pi, Requiem for a Dream, The Whale and Black Swan fame. This movie, Caught Stealing, is based on the book of the same name by Charlie Houston, who also wrote the screenplay.
There
look, it's 1998 in New York. It has to be because our hero could not afford to live in 2020. Manhattan on a bartender's salary. And much of the plot leans heavily on the fact that very few people have mobile phones at this time. Anyway, lovable loser Hank, played by Butler, a man with a past, ends up looking after neighbour Russ's cats, litter box and all. Russ is played by Matt Smith. Now, this is when Russ has to make an urgent trip back to the UK. We're not sure about his reasons for going back to the UK. But Russ has left something hiding in the litter box, which brings Hank to the attention of criminal gangs and the police. Can he get himself out of this jam? Can he move on with his life? And can he get the girl, Zoe Kravitz? If you've seen the trailer for this film, you're probably expecting a rollicking action crime caper comedy featuring lovable rogues on all sides. And that's what it is, until about 10 minutes in, director Darren Aronofsky reminds us that violence has consequences, especially multiple kicks to the lower back, and can be really grim sometimes. And it wouldn't be a Darren Aronofsky film if our main protagonist wasn't dealing with some pretty significant substance abuse and mental health issues. Hank is plagued by nightmares and low self-esteem, despite looking like Austin Butler, and seeks solace in alcohol and drugs. And baseball, of all things. Look, if you took out the Aronofsky-isms, Caught Stealing would probably feel like one of those generic, convoluted, violent caper heist films with cool soundtracks and intersecting stories, usually featuring ensemble casts of recognisable actors that you would have watched from the mid-90s through to the early 2000s, directed by Guy Ritchie or Quentin Tarantino wannabes, or Ritchie and Tarantino themselves. Not that the Tarantino and Ritchie original films were bad, they just spawned many inferior imitators. Maybe this will be a new genre to Gen Z. I'm not sure. The Aronofsky spin on this genre is certainly a point of difference, and it's nice to see an auteur like him take on a more commercial, conventional fare. But it's almost like he couldn't decide whether he wanted the audience laughing and on the edge of their seats, or just shattered, hopeless, and contemplating their own life choices. So he's chucked it all in. And at times, I'm not sure that it works. There's some tonal shifts that just feel
a bit vitic.
Though thankfully nobody ends up with a stump of an arm from using infected needles. Is this a caper film or is it a movie about redemption? How many people have to die for Hank to be redeemed? Never bring up the future in this film, as it's a sure sign that you don't have one.
Oh, no.
Just hinting. For me, there wasn't quite enough levity to balance the bleakness, but it is nice to see a mid-budget action film on the big screen rather than going straight to a streamer. Caught Stealing is arresting at times and worth nicking in to see.
Thank you so much, Michael Jones. Great to have you back to review movies for us every Thursday. You'll be back again next week, mate?
I certainly will.
Raw dogging some more movies for you. That's Michael Jones. This week's feature album on 2SER is Palimpsesta.